This is Magic with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to UM Gaz on the topic of September 11th in his podcast titled Today. I feel kind of silly doing a reply because it's sort of a Me Too reply. I think the points made were just pretty much dead on. So rather than rehash those, one of the things that UM Gaz's observations brought to my mind is you know, the contrast between what happened on September 11th, 2001, and what's happening now in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. On September 11th and shortly thereafter, the U.S. was really pulled together. We united. We came together as a country, regardless of our politics. And that held for a surprisingly long period of time. In the case of Hurricane Katrina, the difference is just stunning. There is an amazing difference in the way the reaction has been, and maybe there's good reason for that. You know, God knows, seeing what was going on down there, it's impossible not to be very angry, and those who have listened to my other podcasts know that I'm not certainly free of emotion about that. It's still stunning, though, to see just how stark the difference is between now and 4 years ago. And I can't help but wondering, there's this whole business on ATS of the black band, and the rather unusual step, the whole issue of partisanship and essentially what boils down to mass mind control, the people using the House divided strategy, the divide and conquer to polarize in the United States, certainly, and I see this in other countries as well, but to polarize the electorate. So that a relatively small swing group essentially controls the country. And that's what's going on right now in the United States. And I intend to talk more on that in another podcast, of course. Here, it's just so well illustrated to see the lining up on party lines. I think it's interesting to note that a lot of Republicans are actually, if you want to call it that, breaking ranks with their own, you know, outrage over some of the obvious incompetence that we've been seeing. But it's still disappointing, I think, or maybe, I guess, reaffirming of concerns about the polarization of American politics. I'm finding myself wondering, when I see this, if we can ever really come back together as a country. Will we ever really be united? I'm enheartened by the fact that despite all the publicity that surrounds, you know, especially the politicians hopping up, essentially metaphorically hopping up on the piles of the bodies and pointing fingers and elevating themselves, and I think we know who I'm talking about. I don't have to name names. You know who I'm talking about. There are some people that are taking advantage of this disaster to promote themselves, which I find disgusting, but, you know, in the the grand ecological scheme of politics, you will have bottom feeders, and make no mistake, there are plenty of bottom feeders right now hovering around the disaster area. And looking at all this, I have to say I'm not sure if we can ever come back together as a country, at least not politically. But I'm encouraged by the fact that despite all this partisan rancor that's getting airplay, there are people down there in the disaster area that are working, you know, they're working their butts off to save their fellow human beings. And they don't care about the politics. They're just down there to help. And on 9/11, that's what I saw. You know, I saw that on 9/11. It didn't matter if you were a Democrat or a Republican. If you were at ground zero, you were in it together. And there are people in the disaster area left behind by Hurricane Katrina that are the same way. In fact, I would hazard to say that the majority of people that are dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina don't give a rat's patoot about politics at all. They have seen things that go way beyond politics, the things these people have been through. I'm hoping, and maybe it's vain hope, but I'm hoping that maybe we can do that in the political sense too, as well. I'm not saying that people who are accountable shouldn't be held accountable, but if there's any way I could have a voice in politics, that would be the one thing I would focus on, is this whole business of the U.S. public being controlled by propaganda and public perception management, public diplomacy, all these little tricks that are used to manipulate us as citizens. And if, I guess, you know, this is an anniversary that I never look forward to. This is the fourth year now. And it's, it's kind of crushing in many respects, just the weight that I feel when this day comes around. Veterans Day is a lot like that for me, too. I guess I can, from all the despair that can come out of these kinds of anniversaries, I still feel a sense of hope. It doesn't look good right now, frankly, and some hard times are coming. This is not the last natural disaster that's going to hit the U.S., and this is not... September 11th was by no means the last terrorist attack that's going to succeed in this country, and more is coming, and it's going to be worse. It's going to be worse. So in my heart, I have this maybe a Pollyanna thing going on here, but I just have this hope that we'll see beyond the bickering, and we'll see beyond the politics, and that we'll remember that in the end, regardless of what our beliefs may be, we're brothers and sisters, and that's what matters. And that when it comes from push comes to shove, we'll pull together. Sorry for the long ramble. Thanks for listening, and thanks to you and guys for that. It's a great podcast. Thanks for sharing that with us. This is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, signing out.